Hello there, and welcome to AmyAllender.com. I am Amy Allender, and if you are listening to this, you are at my brand new, what I consider to be quite beautiful, website that I have reimagined and streamlined, and I'm really excited about it. I hope you are too. This is an especially special blog post for a lot of reasons. I have not been blogging much over the last year, and this is my first post back, my first post on the new website, and it's actually the first post that I am also audio recording, which, if you know me, I'm an audio junkie. I love to read through my ears, so I hope this is going to be a blessing for you too. For anybody who would like to participate in what's going on over here on the website, but just maybe you don't have the time to sit down, or you've got kiddos, or I don't know. I mean, all kinds of things can come up that prevent you from sitting down and having a nice quiet cup of coffee in front of the computer. So anyway, basically what's going to happen with the blog posts that I write from here on out is I'm going to write them. You can access them at the website and read the text, or you can access them like this, and I will basically be reading it to you, Teddy Ruxpin style. So it's not word for word. If you listen to the audio, you'll get a few bonus asides, but for the most part, it's me reading the blog post. So here we go. Hello again. It has been a while, and I've got a lot to tell you. Not in the sense that I know a ton and I'm smarter than you and I have a lot to tell you, or in the sense that I'm about to unload a TMI situation on you. It's just that it's been a while, and a lot has happened, and I've missed you, and I've missed this, but we've got time. So consider this an introduction to AmyAllender.com, to my Bible study resources, and this new blog. The last time I wrote, I was in New Mexico after having moved away from Minot, North Dakota, the Magic City. Things were good, and I was good, and it was hot as blazes. But a funny thing happened. Even though I was excited to write, nothing came out. It was like I had turned on an old rusty faucet. A few drips forced their way out, but nothing else came up. And the crazy thing was, I was okay with that. That alone is a testament to God's goodness, grace, and activity in our lives. In the past, I would have been upset that no words came out. I would have felt like I had nothing to say. I would have bought into the lie that without a real job or activities worth writing about, that I was doing something wrong. I would have bought into the lie that I needed to share my life with others just to affirm that things were good in my own world. Now, mind you, that is not the only reason I wrote, but it was a reason. I really love writing, but it was also a way of reminding myself that even though I didn't have a regular real job, I was doing things, I was busy, and I really did enjoy my life, which I do enjoy my life. And writing also forces me to stay positive, because I'm not going to type up a bunch of negative Nancy stuff and put it out on the internet. So it's a way that I really enjoy focusing my thoughts. I don't know if that makes sense or if it's just me. Anyway, back to New Mexico. So, when I wanted to go back to writing and nothing came out, instead of forcing it or thinking I had to force it out, I was totally cool as I can be. Anyway, God gave me this great season of peace and contentment, at least where blogging and writing has been concerned. Once we traded the Southwest for South Dakota, I started to feel that familiar panic set in of being in a new place with no business, few connections, and little direction. But instead of falling into my normal natural pattern of discouragement and despair, I did something different. You see, last year at this same time, I was fervently calling on the Lord for help, and He showed up in a huge, miraculous way. I pinky promise I'll tell you about all that later. I saw God work. I knew He was for me, and I wanted His guidance. So instead of sitting around and pouting, I got to it. I decided I wanted His guidance and direction and His grace more than I wanted the familiarity of a post-move depression. Being down in the dumps is absolutely no fun, but it is familiar, and sometimes even if something is terrible, if it's familiar, we still go to it because we're afraid of the unknown that's out there. And it would trick me into justifying eating bowls of ice cream every single day because somehow that helps me feel a little bit better. But it does not get to the root of the problem. So anyway, I prayed with intention. I prayed with expectation. Not expecting God to give me any certain answer, but expecting Him to answer. I told the Lord the things that I love to do, and I asked Him if He'd like to use those skills. If, in His great mercy, He could release me from the fear preventing me from pursuing the things He created me to love and enjoy, even if those things don't seem like a real job. I prayed and I listened, and somehow I scraped up enough self-discipline to truly wait on an answer. And then it came. Around January of 2017, I knew I needed to return to writing. Not in a rush, but in a strategic, planned, thought-out way. It didn't happen with a prophetic dream or from hearing some booming voice. I just knew, with a great peace, that I needed to streamline the content I was writing, to write with purpose. And the hardest part was feeling this calling to cut out the variety in my writing. Instead of writing about everything and anything, I knew God has been calling me to write about Him and His Word. Instead of striving to restart the photography / design / video / art teacher / artist business again, in some effort to generate an income and have some kind of answer to the ever-terrifying question that always comes up when I move to a new place. So, what is it you do exactly? God gave me peace and encouraged me to trust that He'll provide. That writing about Him is a good answer to that question. God has given me so much freedom in my life, and this was one more place that He freed me. He told me I'm free to pursue this calling because it's a good calling. Worthy because He gave it to me to pursue, and that my value is in His eyes, not my job title anyway. It's been scary. There's no cute way to put that. But God has blessed me along the way. He gave me a day job. He's given me ministry opportunities. He gave me opportunity to teach art and to use my design skills in new ways that I never have done before. God gave me time to rebuild, reflect, dream, and redesign. I wish this whole thing had been done sooner. The maintenance mode thingy said that it would be done in early March, which was my original goal, but then early March became late March, which turned into April 8th, and then just sometime in April. And somehow I knew that was okay. Instead of beating myself up for failing or falling behind schedule, I knew God was in control. I knew the website would be done when it was done, and that He'd give me the words to say when it was time to start writing again. And these are those words. I don't know that this is eloquent or it's even made much sense to you, but I'm so happy to be here writing and sharing life with you again. I hope this reintroduction hasn't put you to sleep, unless you're listening to the blogcast version as you're drifting off in an effort to sleep, in which case I hope that you are totally bored and you're asleep by now. Just kidding. Everybody knows that my voice is anything but soothing. That's why when I was a fitness instructor, I taught high interval training and not yoga. It's the voice. You know, yoga instructor voices, they're so soothing and calming. Yeah, I'd like to say it was my voice that prevented me, but it was that and the flexibility. But now I'm getting off topic. Now that you know a little bit about the last year, let me tell you what's coming up, God willing. You probably noticed that the site looks different. And hopefully you think it looks different and awesome. That's because I've totally redesigned it with a singular focus in mind. Getting folks excited and interested in the Word of God and knowing God more personally. To put it simply, I want you to leave this place inspired by God, excited about His Word, and motivated to walk in faith. Bible study is like my all-time favorite thing, and I totally geek out over it. There is nothing more important than knowing God and connecting to Him. It's what we're all created to do. When we intimately know God, when our relationship with God is right, we're doing what we were created for. We live in purpose, with purpose. Truly knowing God and understanding what He says in His Word will change your life. It'll change it. It'll remodel it. Always for the better. Always, always, always. I love everything about God's Word, and I want others to know that joy too. If you aren't excited about the Bible, or if you've lost your fervor, check out this super awesome 3-day kickstart. And this is where listening to this post isn't quite as cool as reading it, because there's a link here where you can click on it and get the awesome 3-day kickstart. It's a perfect place to start if your Bible is laying on your nightstand dusty and you wish you read it more. But it's also interesting enough for a well-versed, pun intended, Bible geek to enjoy, because it was written by a Bible geek. Anyway, it's super fun, and I highly recommend you head over to the website and sign up. It'll come right to your email for 3 consecutive days straight, just 3 short, super interesting devotionals that you can read day by day. Anyway, back to the post. I've really tried my hardest to tailor the site's design with readers in mind. Here are some new cool changes I think you're going to appreciate. First of all, I'm creating and offering special courses and studies and series, like that 3-day kickstart I just told you about, that will be delivered right to your inbox. These are resources just for you that will come right to you. I'll always tell you when a new tool or resource is available, or you can check the resource page, again, at the website. And I will never ever spam you, the email kind or the mystery meat kind. Next, to help information really take root, or to help you think through complicated topics, I've got worksheets and workbooks on the way. I learn best when I can think critically, answer questions, and write things down. I know that applies to some of you as well. One of my very favorite things is learning about culture, context, politics, and society in biblical times. Knowing a little bit of background can shed a used car lot's spotlights worth of light on a passage that you've never understood before, or it can add a deeper level of meaning to a passage that you've already read a million times. The Bible always has more to learn, more to tell us. It's the living Word of God, after all. In the coming days, I'll write about history and context, and I know your interest will be piqued. Special aside for my blogcast listeners, the next series that's coming up is actually on Ephesians, and you're gonna love it! Okay, back to the post. Over the last year and a half, I have learned a lot about God's character, and this has been a huge game changer for me. I'm super excited to share my experiences with you and examine scripture to find the truth of who God is. Now, you might be thinking, oh man, all that sounds great, but I really liked reading Amy's post before when she would tell us all the random and embarrassing things she did. Don't freak out. I think our most powerful tool as Christians is our own past experiences and testimony. My best testimony of God's goodness and active nature is evidenced in my own misadventures. I'm looking forward to continuing to share my life with you in the form of true-to-life devotionals that may cover anything from an epic battle with depression and anxiety, true story, to trying to tame a raccoon who was living in our hollow apple tree, also a true story, and everything in between. Because every moment of every day, every victory, every hurt, every smile, all of it points back to a wonderful God. And if you really get desperate for the old posts, they're safe and sound right over here. And then there's a link where you can click over to the old blog posts. Lastly, if you know me, you know I love audiobooks. That's I love audiobooks. And talk radio, and audio Bibles, and anything else that allows me to learn on the go. I know we already talked about my less than yoga instructor voice, but if you want to be part of this community and don't have the time to sit down and read, I will record all the blog posts and make them available for download. It's going to be super fun. So I guess what I'm saying in all this is I hope my gifting in the realm of Bible geekery will be a blessing to at least one of you. I am so honored that you are here, and I am so excited to be learning with you. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join me again soon. Have a great day.